Finance Minister Shinichi Suzuki has told Parliament the government's carefully monitoring currency market developments, but is declining to comment further on what possible action it could take and when. The government last intervened with a $60 billion purchase of the yen in October 2022. At that time, it was trading at 152 to the dollar. It's now 155, and some analysts believe if the government steps in, as it's warning to do, and maybe if and when the currency slips to 160. Economists say the yen is being pushed down by the divergence of a loose monetary policy in Japan and high interest rates in the US. There had been expectations the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates going into July, but those hopes had been dampened, pushing the yen to lows not seen since 1990. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.